Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Mem Hey. We are up to Sev Zayin. We are on the third line of page 392, and we are learning a very important sif. The Mechaber says, Ezuhu Rishus HaRabim. What is considered Rishus HaRabim? Now, before we even read on, and the Mishavua doesn't really discuss this here, it will be discussed in later places. An Erev that you make out of a Tzuras HaPesach, like we have in our cities nowadays, can only be made in a Karmelis. If an area is determined to be a Rishus HaRabim, you cannot make an Erev there. So whatever we're going to decide is a Rishus HaRabim, that means no Erev allowed. So says the Mechaber, what is a Rishus HaRabim? Rechovos u'shvokim ha'rechovim tes zayin amo. It's a street, streets or markets that are 16 amos wide. The Eino Mekorim, and they are not covered. The Ein Lehem Choma, and they do not have a wall. The Afilu Yesh Lehem Choma, even if they have a wall around them, Im Heim Mefuloshen Mishar Lashar, if they are open, flush from gate to gate. So Havi Rishus HaRabim, that's a Rishus HaRabim. The Rama adds in that if the road is Mefulosh Mishar Lashar, the Ein Dal Sosav Neulos Balayla, and the doors do not get closed at night, so that's going to be a Rishus HaRabim. So again, the Mechaber so far said a few requirements of Rishus HaRabim. Number one, it has to be that whatever street or market you're discussing is 16 amos wide, it's not covered, and it doesn't have a wall, and if it has a wall, and it goes Mishar L'Shar, and Ein Dal Sosav Neulos Balayla, then it's going to be a Rishus HaRabim. As we turn the page to Kuf Sadi Zayin, the Mechaber says, V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Shekol She'ein Shishim Ribo Ovrim Bo B'chol Yom Ein Rishus HaRabim. So the Mechaber brings the Yesh Omrim, that adds on another requirement that we'll see the Poskim say is Kim'at impossible to have nowadays. So the Mechaber says, there are those who say that any area that does not have 600,000 people passing through every day is not a Rishus HaRabim. So that is a very big lenient shita. That's a very big kula, because it's kimat no Rishus HaRabim nowadays. Because most places do not have 600,000 people passing through, and therefore most places will not be Rishus HaRabim. Rather, it'll be a karmelis, and you can make an eruv. However, according to the first shita, most cities have a road that's 16 amos wide, that's not covered, that goes all the way through, and therefore in most areas in our cities would, yes, be Rishus HaRabim, and you cannot have an Erev. So this is a major machlokas between Shita number one of the Mechaber and the Yesh Omrim. So let's see the Mishabura, and then we'll see a very important Bir Halacha as well. So the Mishabura says in Zavkatan Yazayin, Udrachim Sha'ovrim in the early ear, paths that go from city to city, have a gamkein Rishus HaRabim, that's also considered Rishus HaRabim, mishum deshichi bom rabim, because it's common to have the public on these thoroughfares. Sivkotun yudches, haruchovin tezayin amba. So requirement one for Rishus HaRabim is a ruchava, a street that is 16 amos wide. Where do we get these requirements for a Rishus HaRabim? The Alfinan Midigle Midbar. We learn it out from the Golem in the Midbar, the way they encamped and traveled in the Midbar. Shemekom Hiloch HaGolos. The place where the wagons were traveling, Hayamachzik Tesayin Amo, they were 16 Amos wide. The Alkane, and therefore, Imhoya Pachos Mizeh HaShir, if an area, a street, is going to be less than 16 Amos wide, Eino Rishus HaRabim in Atayra El Karmelis. It will not be a Rishus HaRabim, and rather it will be downgraded to a Karmelis. Sifkotun Yutes Ve'enam Makorim to be a Rishus HaRabim, it can't be covered. The Digle Midbar Lohayim Makorim, because the area that with the Degalim were traveling in the Midbar were not covered. Sifkotun Chof, they have to be Mufuloshim Meishar Lashar. They have to be that these paths are going straight through from gate to gate. Perush Sha'asha'orim Mechuvanim Zekenegazeh. The gates are corresponding and across from each other. V'yesh la'oso derech ha'mechuvin mishar l'shar kol din Rishus HaRabim. And this path that's mechuvin from shar l'shar has all the requirements of Rishus HaRabim. V'ayim b'bir halacha. Sivkoton chav aleph. The Rama added on, V'ein dal sosov ne'ulos v'layla. In order to be Rishus HaRabim, it has to go straight through from gate to gate, and it has to be that there are no doors closed at night. Says the Mishavura chav aleph, V'im delas achas din elas v'layla. Let's say there's two doors by one of the gates, and one of the doors gets closed at night. So Ayin L'Kamon, B'Simin Shin Samech Dal, B'Mishabura, Sifkatan Vav, we'll discuss that later. Sifkatan Chav Beis, Ne'ulos, the doors can't be closed at night. Miloshon Zeh Mashma, from this language it is Mashma, D'Imlo Hayu Ne'ulos Mamish, if they were not Mamish closed, Afal Pisha Ru'uyos Linol, even though they are regular doors that are fit for closing, they could be closed, but they don't get closed, Lonis batel ayidei zeh shem rishus harabim. That does not lose the status of rishus harabim, the fact that there are walls there, doors there that can be closed. V'hu kedei rishon hamuvel l'kamon b'simin shin samadal tzebeiz. That is like the first opinion we'll see later in shin samadal tzebeiz. That's a machlokas. If there are doors that are fit to close, if that takes it out from being rishus harabim or not. Here it's mashmanat. It has to be they're actually closed. Continues the Mishabura. We're on page Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Sipkoton Chav Gimel. We said in the Mechaber, there are those who say that if you don't have 600,000 people passing through every day, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Svir Lahu, they hold. The Gam Lazeh Bo'inon Dumya De Digle Midbar. They hold that also Lagabe, this requirement of the number of people, it also has to be similar to the Degolim in the Midbar. Shehoyu Shishim Ribo, where there are 600,000 people. V'af Shehoyu Shom Od Erev Rav V'noshim V'taf. And even though in the Midbar we know the 600,000 was the men, certain ages, but there was also the Erev Rav, there was also women, there was also children. Lo chashvinen elamashen nimtza b'kasa b'feirish. When we give the number 600,000, we're just counting what the Torah says explicitly. The number of the women, the children, the Erev Rav are not recorded, so we go at 600,000. Important note over here, note number 22. U'mikol makom ein tzarech sheyavru shom shishim ribo gvarim. Even though in the Midbar, there were 600,000 men, but note number 22, we don't need that you have 600,000 men passing through the city. Uvatama davar kosla b'shalom shem was based Ephraim. Mishum sha'anu l'meidim edigle midbar rakes ha'minyin ha'nitzrach kedei she'tel shav rishus harabim. We are only learning out from the Degolim the number that you need to be considered rishus harabim. V'hainu ha'minyin she'nitl b'pasuk l'feirish. So we're just using the number that's written in the Torah. It happens to be that number is of men, but lagabe us, it could be men, women, and children. It would not matter. Continues the Mishavura in the fourth line. Ule inyan halacha. What is the bottom line? What determines a Rishus Rabbim? Do you need 600,000? Do you not need 600,000? Says the Mishavura, ule inyan halacha. Midas ha-mechaber. The opinion of the Mechaber. The cause of Deyazu Rak B'Shem Yesh Omrim, the fact that he writes over here, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say you need 600,000, it's Mashma de la Halacha lo Svir Lekein. It's Mashma the Mechaber holds that Halacha Lemaisa, you don't need 600,000. He doesn't hold of it. He first said the Ikur Shita, and then he says, Yesh Omrim, there are also those who say, but the Mashmos is the Mechaber does not require that, and therefore the Mechaber is more Machmir. Mikol Mokom, Ein banu koach limchos biara somchan al deyazo. We cannot protest against those who rely on this shita. The deyazo gam kein lodas yechidohi. This is not just one shita, as we'll see shortly. There are many, many, many rishonim who hold the shita, and therefore we will not protest against those who are lenient and go with this second shita. Kemo shegasati b'berlocha, like I wrote in the berlocha, which we'll see shortly. V'chein tzididu kama achronim. And so too, many achronim lean towards that side. The chol bal nefesh yachmir la'atzmo. Bezat l'chav eschayim, his famous line, any bal nefesh should be machmir on himself, should not rely on the second shita which is lenient, and should view any city that has the street that's 16 amos wide, it's not covered, it goes from foolish, from mishar l'shar, he should view that as a rishus harabim, and there should be no eriv in that city. V'ayin b'simin shin samadab m'shabura sefkot l'chas l'bir alocha kan v'sham. So he says, look at the Mishabura later on, and the Bir Halacha over here and over there. So the bottom line is, the Mishabura does tell us that although we should not protest against those who are lenient, and they view an area that does not have 600,000 people as a carmelis, because it's only a Rishus Rabim if there's 600,000 people, one should be machmir for himself, a Bal Nefesh should be machmir. Let's finish the Mishabura, and then we will see some Bir Halachos. B'chol Yom. So the way the Mechaber said it was, there are those who say that it's, you don't have 600,000 people passing through every day, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Chipasti b'chol harishonim, ha'on de mishita zo. Sadach Chavetz Chaim, I searched through all the Rishonim who hold this Shita, v'lo nisgar b'divrayim t'nai zeh. Nowhere did I find this condition that they have to be passing through every day. Rakshiu mitsuyim sham shishim ribo. The Rishonim just say there have to be 600,000 people found there. They don't say there have to be 600,000 people passing through. V'ayim asher kasadna b'aralocha b'shem haramban v'aritva. So that is the Mishabur that we're going to do. I'd like to point out a couple of notes. Number one, the Bir Alocha. Kuv Tzadi Zayin, the top Bir Alocha, the Ramaskal V'yesh Omrim Shekol. So again, the Mechaber said there are those who say that so long that you don't have 600,000 people passing through, it's not a Rishon HaRabim. So what's the Machlokas over here? We compare to Diglei Midbar, we don't compare to Diglei Midbar. They seem to both be comparing to the Degolim and the Midbar. That's why we get the 16 Amos wide. So why would you not require the 600,000 people like they had in the Midbar? So says the Bir Alocha, V'tam Adeha Rishona, the reason for the first Shita that we don't need the 600,000, She'ein Lanu Lilmod Midiglei Midbar Elul Inyan Rishus HaRabim Mamish. We only learn out from the facts of the area, of the place, of the Rishus HaRabim itself. Shalote Mekora, it shouldn't be covered. V'shiheba Sheish Esrei Amos, it should be 16 Amos. V'shetei Mufulash, it should be flush all the way through. Avalola Min Adorsimba. But we're not learning out from the Diglei Midbar how many people are passing through. We're learning from the Makom. We're determining what makes a place a Rosh Hashanah. So look what they had in the Midbar. And that area, if we have it, it's a Rosh Hashanah. We don't analyze the amount of people that were there. That's not what we're looking at. We're looking at the Rishus. If this Rishus matches that Rishus, a Rosh Hashanah. The second Shita says, no, we also look at this additional criteria at the amount of people. That is the Machlokas. Do we only look at the Makom from the Midbar to what we have nowadays? Or do we look also at the people that went through the Makom? Is that added requirement really a requirement or not? Now this is a major Machlokas in the Rishonim. So I'd like to read a little bit of the next Bir Alocha, line number 11 of the wide lines. The beginning of the line, it says, "B'inyan zeh." We're starting right after those two words. I like to read through the Rishonim on both sides. I counted it up. We have 12 Rishonim on one side, 12 Rishonim on the other side. So it's a major machlokas, just to see the names. Ochein, mitzchila achashev das hamikilim hazeh. First, I'm going to bring the shitos that are lenient. Rishon lekulam hevi zeh b'shem bahag. So these are the ones that hold, these are the Yesh Omrim over here, that say, lenient, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, and you can make an Erev if there are not 600,000 people there. So Rishon Lekulam is the Bahag. The Rashi Be'erevin, Usmag, Usmak, the Sefer HaTshuma, Rabbeinu Meir, V'Rokeach, V'Tosas Perek B'Me'isha, the Harosh Perek Aleph the Erevin, the Ho'er Zarua, the Hatur, V'Rabbeinu Yeruchim. That is a very long list of Rishonim who all are going lenient. Achein, however, lest you think that's all the Rishonim, Le'umaze on the other side, Yesh Harbe Shesovrim Sherishus HaRabim Hu Min HaTorah, Kisharabim Bokim B'Mokom Ze Im Hu Mefulosh V'Lo Ba'inan Shishim Ribo. But there are many Rishonim who hold you do not need 600,000 people. Halohema, HaRambam, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ravamagi, the Ran, and Perek B'Me'isha, V'Agos Mordechai B'Mesel HaShabbos, V'Harashbam, V'Chein Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz B'Sefer Yireyim Shalo, V'Harivosh, V'Havim'iri, Perek Vav D'Shabbos, all those Rishonim, Kulam Svir Lahu Delo Ba'inan Shishim Ribo, they all hold that it's a Rosh Hashanah even without 600,000 people. The Ayin Biritva Parakesa Ma'abrin Kosav Sham. The Ritva writes, Sherov HaGaonim Sovrim Kain. Most Gaonims hold this way. The Gam Bivade Mistabrikain. And he says it's also very logical. The Ilu Hayo Rosh Hasharabim Davka Mishishim Ribo. Zot the Ritva. If it was true, Rosh Hasharabim is only if there are 600,000 people, Lo Hayo Mishtamid HaGemorah Lashminu Darazeh. Wouldn't the Gemara have said that? When the Gemara told us that all-important requirement, Zatzur Ritva, it's not a requirement for Rishus HaRabim. Skip one line, and here he says a very important thing. V'gam diyadua, it is also known, Shegozru Chazal l'inyat tkiya shofar b'Shabbos. Chazal were gozer, not to blow shofar on Shabbos, not to take lulav on Shabbos, not to read the Megillah on Shabbos. All of them are bitlu asei daraisa. Well, Megillah is not daraisa, but lulav and shofar are daraisa. L'chlal Yisrael, they were mevatel from Klal Yisrael, kidei shelo yovel lidei chilul Shabbos. We know the famous Gemara, Shema Yavrinu Abraham Shisharabim, you might come to Karen Shisharabim, so they were mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar. Sheyavi also etzel chacham ilam den, we're afraid you're going to carry it to a chacham to learn how to do it. The i'amrit to hudafka kashiesh ba'usa here shishim ribo, if you're going to say a Rosh Hashanah is only if there are 600,000 people there, who dover she'ein matzui klal uklal, that is something that is kim'at never found. Ki'im eze ir yechida ba'olam, maybe one city in the world, is kim'at not found. V'alkein b'vadei yesh l'hachmer k'zvar ha'rishona. It can't be Chazal making a gzeira that Gans Klal Yisrael is not taking the shofar on Shabbos and not pushing the shofar on Shabbos, because in one city in the world, maybe one time someone's going to carry it. It's such a rare find, so it's impossible that that's the din. Therefore, one should be machmir, and you should go like the Svara Rishona. Kimo shekasu harashal v'amasas ben yamin. Skip down to the third line. Let's see the bottom line, what the Chafetz Chaim says. Again, like he said in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes in the Beralach as well, Umikomokom ein banu koach limchos biara mekilin. We cannot protest against those who are mekil and view it as a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim only if there are 600,000 people, and therefore there's cannot no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim nowadays, and therefore an Erev can be made everywhere, because everywhere is a Carmelist. Shame somchen ala poskim ha'omnim b'shitas b'hag v'rashi v'kanal. Because they have many Rishonim, 12 that we listed before, that they have to rely on. That's a lot to rely on. We certainly cannot protest against them. Avol, kol yirei shamayim. Anyone who fears heaven, b'vada yesh lahachmir l'atzmo, he should machmir for himself. D'bizmanenu yesh gam kein Rosh Hashanah Rabbim min haTorah. To understand that nowadays there also could be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim d'oraisa, where you can't use an Erev, you can't make an Erev. U'memela ein lismoch al Erev shel tzuros ha-pesach. And therefore, Yirei Shamayim should not be relying on an Erev that is made up of tzuros ha-pesach, like most Erevin are made up of. D'ba'ina dafka d'losos. Because in such an area, you would have to have the whole city closed off with doors. Commotion is bara kol kama mesimin shin samadat ayin shabbat meshabura obir halacha. There is a very lengthy discussion in the notes about many different topics over here, but that's an introduction to the sugya. Very important topic. Can you have an Erev of Tzuras HaPesach, which is most of our Erevim, in a regular city? So that is a major machlokas, according to the first opinion. A regular city, which has a street that's 16 amos wide, which is kemat every place, and it's not roofed like none of our cities are, and it goes straight through the city like ours do, so then already it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you can't have an Erev. But if you rely on the second shita that says you also need 600,000 people passing through or being there, I in all the details in the posim, in the Igros Moshe, but then a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim would only be if there's 600,000 people, which like the Mishnah Berurah just said, in the Bir Halacha, it's kimat now found, maybe one city in the world, so therefore you would be allowed to have regular Erevin in the cities that are made up of Tzuras HaPesach, because every area that we think is a Rosh Hashanah is really only a Karmelist according to that. We'll stop here and continue with Sifches and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.